You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's get into today's entree that I think we have thrown this out on the air, but also you put it on our Facebook page too, didn't you?
I threw it up on my personal one a little bit ago.
So here's the question. What can turn a person from a 10 into a 5 just like that?
Boom.
And just work with us here. They were, in your mind, a perfect 10, and then they did what, or you saw what?
Just hypothetically, you know?
Hypothetically.
And you see Rip from Yellowstone on the street, you know? You're like, oh my God, he's such a 10, I'm so in love. And then bad breath. Down to a 5.
Yeah.
Or he's rude to the server.
That's what we want to know. 303-691-1MIX. That's how you find your boys in the morning. You have some fun with your boys. 303-691-1649. If you call us and it's busy, wait just a moment. Hang up and call back until you get through. We want to know, what is it that turns a 10 into a 5? What is it for you personally?
Boy, I'm going to anger a lot of ladies right now. But this is just personal preference. It's not for me. Nose rings. Not so much on the side of the nose, the little one that looks like you got a booger up on the side of your nose, but the hoop right there through the middle.
Doesn't do it for you, huh?
I'm sorry. You could be, you know, Megan Fox. And she turns around, she's got the nose ring, and I'll be like, ugh. Not for me. I find that not very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Down to a 5. Sorry.
That's fine. Hey, we asked, you know, this is all personal.
So it's all personal preference, yeah.
I got to go with somebody who you're looking at them, you're going, oh my God, they are drop dead gorgeous. And you talk to them a little bit, and then they say, I never read. I don't read. I don't like books. I don't. I'm like, oh my God, I'm out.
You.
I'm just out. No.
After tonight, I am out, is what you would say.
You know what?
After tonight, I'm out of here.
In fact, I'll give you two for that. Quite a few who mentioned being rude to wait staff.
Oh, yeah, that's a biggie. Don't do that. That's a jerk move.
I think that takes you from a 10 to a 1.
Yeah, seriously. Be polite.
If you're just a jerk, that takes you down to a 1.
I like Amanda's whole list. Excessive cussing, sloppy eater, bad smell, small hands.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, my goodness, Amanda.
She's got her
little
list
teeny
going.
Tiny hands.
Oh, we get 10,000 text messages on this. We'll try our best to respond to them if we can, but there's a whole bunch. Let's take a couple of phone calls, though. Like Jared, who's patiently holding. Jared, what takes somebody from a 10 to a 5?
I would say somebody who lies.
Well, yeah, that's a biggie. That's not cool.
Yeah, but everybody lies.
I feel like you've been burned somehow, Jared.
Like Two-Face, you know, where they say one thing and they do another, or they're like the girls who, oh, I love Jennifer, and then she's, or she hates Jennifer, and then when she sees her, she's like, I love you, Jennifer.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
You don't think dudes are the same way, though?
Oh, I don't think so. Guys are pretty upfront, I think, for the most part.
We're going to talk about you like crazy once we hang up,
Jared.
You
know how many people just fell out of their seat? Yeah, guys are angels. Jared, thanks for being on
this
show.
This is the best call of the day, Jared. Is he off? That was a horrible call, huh? That Jared guy's a dork.
Guys aren't that way. Women, you can stop laughing now. Thank you. You got to help me here. Is it Kiana? Is that right?
Yeah.
Hi, Kiana.
What takes somebody from a 10 to a 5?
When they eat their own boogers, like at the table or whenever.
Well, I guess we could never date.
You eat your own boogers?
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy does every day.
It's breakfast of champions right there.
Mm-hmm. He says it's protein.
I put one on each finger and go to town.
Mm-hmm. Do you find this happening often, Kiana? I mean, do you encounter this a lot? Or
no, like once, but it was a done deal for me. It was like, nope.
No, done. Yeah, that would be an instant done.
Because then you think when they come in for a kiss, you're like,
you got booger breath.
You certainly don't want any tongue at that point, do you?
you like, you know, go back from the kiss and there's like a string going across. Yeah, it's a booger.
Kiana, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing around with your boys this morning. Here's Kim. Kim, what takes somebody from a 10 down to a 5?
Good morning, boys. How morning. Are you?
We're good. What's your down to 5 story?
A man who can't dance, even slow dance. Unless their names are Dom, Jeremy, or Josh.
Oh, are you hitting on us right now, Kim? Stop it.
Don't tell my husband.
Dom hasn't danced since my wedding back in, what was that, 06?
17 years. I haven't danced in 17 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't even dance I have a video. At my own wedding.
So. I have a video of him dancing at my wedding. What's
Dom,
that?
You don't even do what's called the Huey Shuffle?
I guess I probably, without even knowing what that is, I know what it is. I
just hips.
You just stand there look, and kind of shuffle your feet back and forth.
Look, listen. I don't knock other people dancing. I don't care. It's just not for me. That's all.
He just doesn't have moves, Kimmy Kim. He doesn't have moves.
Like, it's just not for me. I express another way. And I'll tell you this. It has never hurt me to not be a dancer.
It? How is that the other ways that you express it?
I express through languages of love, Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gifts. He's a gift guy, Kim.
Did he dance at his own wedding?
No.
No.
He didn't.
I
and it
did
was
not.
Funny. We were all out on the dance floor with his bride dancing with her, and he was
Gretchen
just
danced.
Standing to the side with his old fashioned.
I wasn't standing to the side. I was engaged in conversation with people.
He was checking the tab at the open bar is what he was doing.
Yeah, see, I was seeing what I owed for the open bar,
yep,
Kim. And
that's
that
why
was...
he wasn't dancing.
I danced my way right into depression.
Oh.
Listen, so I'm never going to dance again because guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Hey, it's a song.